Welcome back, late poopers, late sleepers, and bored people of the world. I'm gonna start doing this in case you're too lazy to read this, but there's only two people that check this out, so this is for you. Last week, my life changed. I am dramatic. Soy dramática, firma aquí. If we've been friends for years, you've followed me on social media, or if we've met at this person's concert, you know that this was out of left field. Sorry about the background noise. I don't know how to do this. This is just for shits and giggles. Anyways, so last week, the artist that I viewed as my favorite, like ride or die situation, y'all know that one artist whose back you have no matter what. Except this time, I didn't have their back. I'm not gonna name them, because even though only two people read this, what if they found it randomly? Because I don't know. I get paranoid. But then they'll victimize themselves, sue me for all $3 that I have in my bank account, and get people to send me death threats. So, if you read the post before this, I said that my previous job disillusioned me when it came to music. However, after much thought with this situation, I realized that it was a mix of that with a thing we call stan culture. Mainly on Twitter. They're those fans accounts that go a little too hard sometimes. There's super nice ones who just want to vibe with their friends on the timeline about the artists that they like, but then there's ones who tell you to go kill yourself. Look for your pictures on your account and roast you. Honestly, it's a really dark place, and it's all because you cannot have an opinion that goes against theirs about the artist of their choice. Mainly, a lot of huge artists will have stan accounts that will defend them to the end. Don't get me wrong, I also defended this motherfucker for years, but not to the point where I would tell someone to go die or go to their profile and send them hate and call them stupid. What really irked me about the situation with this particular artist is that I have met them on multiple occasions and they seemed really nice. Seemed. There's more to people than what comes across because I can act like I'm the nicest person in the world, but I'm a real bitch. Ask Felicia. Don't sue me, Felicia. But they seemed really nice. But if this person really was, they would have handled the situation with more grace. The comment that was directed towards them was from a friend of mine. However, this person thought it was a good idea to reply to them and spinning it out to be the super negative thing and tell. And then all their fans jumped and came to their rescue. They made comments at my friend that weren't cool at all. And they try to bring up the death of a different artist into this, which was contradictory, because if they cared that much, they'd understand that all the hint... What? All the hate... My bad. See, I can't even read. I'm dyslexic. They'd understand that all the hate they sent that day wouldn't align with the points they were trying to make. Instead of palliating the situation, this artist kept egging it on by making comments about themselves as if they were larger than life, which, sit down, you're just like everyone else, except with millions of dollars. Honestly, though, this whole thing made me sad because I've supported this person for years. They took years from me, not to mention time and money. I don't understand why as an adult, because this isn't some teen artist who doesn't know any better, because I can assure you even they know better than to get their fan base to send someone hate. I don't understand why as an adult they didn't act like one, humble themselves down, and address the comment differently. To all this artist fan... who think they can't go against their favorite, sit back and think about how they don't address all of the nice comments all of you make towards them. They chose to address the one quote-unquote hateful comment to victimize themselves. It was a comment that had a critique. Also, to this grown-ass person, your crew and workers have no business being so condescending to people just because you pay them. Y'all are fucking weird. Thanks for all the music you made that I had the pleasure of listening to while I was your fan. All of the wonderful friends I made. All of the cool shows I attended to support you. But you can keep all of your worshippers. Because you're fucking weird. I'm going to be chilling with my cat. Because I'm Miffy's number one stan. Anyways, let me know who your favorite artist is because I need new suggestions that I had to Since I had to replace this person. And no, I'm not going to edit this because I'm too lazy and I don't know how to do that. So... thanks for tuning in. Wow, that was a long time. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.